To call us back to order because most people are here, which is pretty awesome. So, wonderful lunch. Hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. I'm going to start the second session with a little procedure change. And first, before the secretary carries this out, it's going to be a roll call for voting senators. Let me just explain why we're putting this in place. One is that we want to know who's here to vote for each campus. So Brian Love will read this in order of the campuses. And so if you're an alternate standing in for somebody at this session, then please let him know that. So we want to keep track of who is actually here to vote. And the other reason is if you were at the union session in November, then you were almost in the minority. That was not a well-attended, much more so than normal. Not a well-attended session. And we almost didn't have a quorum, which means we almost didn't have enough people to make any legal votes. If one person had snuck away after lunch, then nothing we would have done would be legal. So first of all, to make sure that we know who's voting per campus, and also to encourage afternoon session attendance when we're discussing and voting on matters, we're going to go ahead and put this at the beginning of the second session. So I'm going to call the secretary up, Dr. Love.
All right. And as I always say the first day of class, if I butcher anyone's name, or I apologize ahead of time for butchering names. I'm going to start with the extended university. I'm just going to call out last names. If you could just say here and wave, and if you are an alternate for someone, you can simply chime in and indicate that. So starting with extended university, Jones.
Here.
Lynn.
Here.
Saucier.
Okay.
Lancaster, Bundrick,
here.
Burke,
here.
Collins, hey. Cruz, Freeman,
here.
Holt,
here.
Lawrence,
here.
Pinyo,
here.
Volofianski. I inquired about that ahead of time. You might have guessed that.
Yes.
Yingst.
Here.
Sakahachi. Sai.
Lee.
Dangerfield. Downs. Gutsman. Miller?
Here.
Guani?
No. Max sitting in.
Okay. Thank you. Peak?
Right here.
Sumter? Blanca?
Here.
Bischoff?
Here.
Chang? Not here. Da Silva? Not here. Gauchroy? Picarello. Picarello. Okay. Union. Anderson.
Yeah.
Aziz.
Here.
Maria Feli.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's it.
Thank you.
Okay. And now we'll move on to correction and approval of the minutes. The minutes were distributed more than 10 days ago. I hope you've had a chance to look them over. Do we have any corrections for the secretary to the minutes from November? Okay. I hear no corrections. Can we go ahead and get acclamation to approve the minutes? All in favor say aye. Minutes stand approved. And now we'll move on to reports from standing committee, starting with rights and responsibilities. Jason Holt.
So the Rights and Responsibilities Committee worked on three things today. One of those is a consequence of our work that we concluded last time with mid-year hires. It seemed that while we closed one door, at least another door has opened. So I'm not prepared to really talk about that right now. We will have some information for you at the next meeting. The second thing that we worked on was we continued our work on the role of the summary of teaching evaluations in the third year review files. Still no conclusion there. Working very hard on that, and hopefully we'll have something for you next time. We are under new business going to present a motion to include the dates for mid-year, for the mid-year tenure and promotion timeline into the faculty manual. I can take questions, I guess, on that if you have any. Otherwise, I'll present that. I can show it if we want. Show it? Okay. So you might know how to plug this thing. Never. Thank you. This is the motion here. We titled it Mid-Year Hire Timeline Updates to the PCC Faculty Manual. On November 11, 2016, the Senate and this body approved a tenure and promotion timeline for mid-year hires. So the proposed revisions will include these new dates in the manual. And so essentially, we have beside each current date in the manual for first semester hires, there's an equivalent date here we've put in red for the second semester hires. So any questions about this as I scroll down? Good?
Yeah.
Any questions?
Are we voting on this today? This is the first presentation.
This is the first presentation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Good. Any questions? That's up? Okay.
Move on to welfare. Elaine Malafelli.
Okay, so February is usually our biggest meeting for welfare. We worked on many things today.
So we had the report from the satisfaction survey regarding the TNP workshop that we had in January. It was very well attended. We had a good feedback. The only one bad comment was for the afternoon session. So we used to have before round table per topic, and then people in the satisfaction survey said that they would rather have someone from the TNP committee from their campus to talk to. So we did that this year. And then in the comment, we had some would rather have the topic roundtable. So I don't know if we're going to if we're going to alternate, or maybe we could ask people, attendees, what would you rather have this year in the afternoon session? That might be something to think about. But that went very well. The faculty survey is still ongoing. It's out. I think currently we've had 74, 75, something like that. But we are 130-some faculty, so we still need people to take that survey. It's not anonymous, as you know, but it's very confidential. And we need those data. We need those data for important work that we can do after. You probably noticed, since I'm sure you received that salary inequity report 2 days ago that we made, which bring me to that also work we did, the salary inequity report. So executive committee asked us to do something from the data we've collected in salary satisfaction survey. And we produced that report. We presented it to you. We do have some resolution to talk about, but I think that will come up in new business. And the award. So the three awards, the Duffy Excellence in Teaching Award, the Dennis Shaw Excellence in Scholarship Award, and the Plyler Excellence in Service Award. We've read everybody's file and got all three winners for each awards. We will tell who in the April meeting. We were really impressed by the level of those applications. That was really up there. So I think that was it.
Any questions?
Yes.
I have a question about the welfare survey. Some people were talking. It seems that very specific demographic data followed by those very sensitive questions, it made me a little bit uncomfortable, and I think just from casual conversations, other people uncomfortable too.
Yes, and we say it's not anonymous, it's confidential, and only one person that access this data is sitting right there. But
that none of that alleviates my anxiety.
Well, there's nothing else I can do. There is nothing else I can do but suggestions.
One of the things that came of questions about this about 2 years ago, the survey is designed so that you can skip questions that you don't want to answer without having to stop answering other questions.
Right.
I actually tried to skip questions and it wouldn't allow me to skip questions.
It does pop up saying, hey, you've missed that question. Do you wish to come back and answer that? But you can have that option to say, no, I want to go to the next question.
I have to answer it and move on. Everybody can skip all the questions. I've double, triple,
double
checked that. It's a possibility for all the questions. The other part about it is the question is on a
so
server.
There's a continue button that's too faint to read.
That might be.
Not being able to skip.
Well, the instructions clear. The instructions say that you didn't answer a question. Would you like to answer this question, or would you like to continue? So, I mean, that's what the pop-up window says. The other thing about it is the answers are on a server that is not affiliated with the university. So it's not like anybody else has access to it. It's on the Qualtrics server, so that adds.
I don't have access to it.
I would like to say none of that alleviated any of my anxiety that the demographics are very specific and the questions are extremely sensitive.
Okay.
That's the goal, right?
Thank you, Patrick. Let me ask this really quick. Has anyone else experienced the problem taking the survey that Patrick describes? Suzanne?
Only on one question did
only
I have that
question.
Difficulty, and I've talked about this with the members of welfare, and
okay.
You know, it's a difficult problem to solve, but I only had that experience on one question.
Okay, so Sam and welfare, and I say Sam because I know you have your fingers in the survey quite a bit. Can we do something like produce a screenshot where we can actually see this and because the goal is to get as many people to participate
Absolutely.
As possible so we can get meaningful data, and yet I totally understand, you know, Patrick's misgivings. And so if this has a chance of being confusing, we might want to take a picture of that and show it. Shelley?
Yes. age range instead of your particular age, which would be one way in which to get a little bit more anonymity. Is it necessary to have our exact age? And I don't really want to be my exact age.
I mean, we could take lots of steps to address this issue. The question is, do we want that data?
Do you need our exact date?
I don't think age, we could probably do an age range, but would it be helpful to know what campus you're on? I think it is helpful. Would it be helpful to know what discipline you teach in? I think it is. Would it be helpful to know your race or your gender? I think it is, especially since we've gotten evidence in past surveys that there is discrimination and bullying based on those kinds of categories.
That's the whole goal of these surveys, hitting the spots that are.
I think would make it just a little bit more anonymous.
I understand. 5 years, 10 years? What
5 years?
It only makes it anonymous for some people, though. Like, why would we want to give the people who have enough people?
Well, it's still only confidential, right? I mean,
it is.
It's not anonymous.
Yeah, we are working with a small group and split up into small groups. Smaller groups, especially if you're going to ask for a campus, specific campus, and I hear you that all of that is useful information, but I also understand why somebody might be uneasy providing that. So I think whatever we can do, Patrick seems to be describing a specific problem that you say it functions this way, and he said I didn't experience that. I'm just thinking, that's something we can definitely get past, for sure.
But I think the uneasiness is specifically pointing at the fact that you feel uncomfortable saying something because you know there might be repercussion or there might be something after. And that's what we're trying to solve, right? We're trying to solve all those issues.
Okay. If information's on a server that's not USC, run by the college,
I don't have access to that.
Right. Well, so it can't be used by administration at all to discriminate against you and your opinions in the workplace at all.
Yeah.
They'd have to have a subpoena or something from a court.
I will refuse administration's requests to turn over the data that can be used to identify them.
Yeah, we don't put them together.
Standing university doesn't have the same security safeguards that a university server would have?
Yes. Qualtrics, the company that hosts the server, is world renowned. It's used by companies like IBM and Bank of America. It's got extremely good protection on this server. They know that very sensitive data is being stored on this server, probably more sensitive than, I know we feel it's sensitive, but right, I mean, there's more sensitive data than what we've got on there. Their protection is extreme. They're a well-respected institution for what they do. They got good protection and security.
Other questions at this time?
Joe,
I don't know the last name.
Edison Union. I just want to know, with all the sensitive information, exactly what are we doing with it besides collecting? Because we had a discussion earlier with people, what actually happens? Because you said we need this, and if you need it, that means you're going to do something with it. But what do you do with it?
Current charges right now, let's take, for instance, welfare, which she'll be presenting later on. The current charge has to do with salary inequity, which we designed as a charge because it's the number one concern again and again through the faculty welfare survey. That's one of the things that executive committee's trying to do with it, to bring it into the Senate based on the complaints, based on the concerns. Chris?
Bunder, as somebody who's been on and off welfare for a while, I think I can say, both immediately and historically, the thing that we do sort of most with that data is produce the report, and we can't produce the report without data.
And then with that report, especially when it has a history,
the report points toward further action that might be called for. But without that data, there's no report.
Does that answer your question? I hope. Okay. Other questions?
Did
you have
a
further report?
No, we're good. I'll come back
for
new business.
And in system affairs, Contra Goshaw.
System affairs looked at, first of all, the obsolete
the so-called obsolete UCAM RCAM courses on the academic bulletin. And we are coming to the conclusion with feedback from campuses that all of these courses need to remain on the books and that they all will be changed over to PCAM courses as already accepted and approved. The second item we discussed was updating the course climate survey. We have a lot of feedback from our campuses, so the committee is still working on it. We are also working on creation of the Palmetto Core, and under new business, Lancaster brought us Associate in Science business degree, and you will hear more about this at our April meeting. The last item under new business was a recommendation from the Palmetto College Faculty Advisory Committee, which involves creation of a new course called PCAM 299 Independent Study Course. And again, you'll be hearing back from the committee more on this in the April meeting. Thank you.
Any questions for Kajal? Okay, thank you for those reports from the standing committees. Presenting for the last executive committee meeting, Dr. Love.
All right, the executive committee met on January the 20th. I'm just gonna touch on a couple of highlights from that. Dr. Elkins discussed how she is working with the Palmetto College IT directors to improve the smart classrooms. The executive committee motion about proportional reduction of senators is being revised and should come to the floor in our April meeting. And that's it for my report.
Any questions? Very good. And so the manual liaison officer, Andy Yingst. I always abbreviate that. I can't say the whole thing.
That's okay. It's a mouthful. Yeah. We have two motions coming to be voted on today under unfinished business that will be, and I have things to say about both of those, and I'll say them during unfinished business.
Okay. That was hardly worth sitting down. Thank you. Okay, do we have a report from Committee on Libraries, Rebecca Freeman?
Not at this time.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a report on curriculum and courses? I'm going to take that as a no. No communication from Stephen Criswell. Okay. A report on faculty welfare, Shelley Jones.
The Columbia Faculty Welfare Committee continues to discuss, as Augie presented this morning, the recommendations for non-tenure track faculty that are now before the Columbia Faculty Senate. There are a vote on three motions to amend the language in the Columbia Faculty Manual extending voting rights to non-tenure track faculty will happen in the next meeting of the Columbia Faculty Senate. A particular point of concern is the potential redistribution of power in departments with high numbers of non-tenure track faculty. And I've included a link to these motions with the report, which I've already sent to Brian. April Hiscox, who's an assistant professor in the Department of Geography and a former Faculty Welfare Committee member, she joined the committee's November meeting to discuss parents' concerns with the Children's Center at USC. So in specific, the lack of transparency regarding administrative structure and hiring and firing practices, staff turnover rates, and changes to center procedures, hours, and offerings without parental input or sufficient notice. And then Amanda Castles, who's the Associate Director of Faculty Staff Wellness, joined the January meeting to introduce wellness programs available for faculty and staff under the Gamecocks Live Well banner. And then also the committee continues to explore the retention of email addresses for retired faculty and parking concerns, which we seem to talk about every meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Faculty Trustees Liaison Committee?
No report.
Research and Productive Scholarship, Chris Reinhardt.
Good afternoon. Research and Productive Scholarship would like to announce the first quarter scholar for spring, which is Mr. Chris Judge at Lancaster. I sent an email out, I think, yesterday, so please go look at the work that he's doing. He has some really interesting work on archaeological dig. And please let me know if you'd like a website, and please look at the website for advice on grants and any type of funding opportunities. That's it.
PCC Academic Advisory Council, Chris Nesmith, gave you the dramatic introduction.
Well, my report hopefully won't be dramatic, but...
Thank you. Hello again. The Palmetto College Faculty Advisory Committee met on January 20th via two-way video. The committee discussed the issue that was brought to the Faculty Senate in the fall regarding changing the requirements for BLS degree students in terms of the number of hours at the 400 level that they are required to take. Currently, that number is 15 hours out of their major courses they must take at the 400 level, which is problematic for some students in some disciplines. The System Affairs Committee met and discussed that at our last meeting and sent that back to the Faculty Advisory Committee for some further input and clarification, and so that was discussed. And that discussion was provided to the System Affairs Committee today, and I believe you guys talked about it a little bit, so I'm sure that will come out in your report and new business. Also, the committee, as I believe I reported last time, is continuing to discuss two new curriculum proposals to add a legal studies track and an entrepreneurship track as interdisciplinary options, similar to the Native American Studies track, which was approved last year. There's still some issues that they're working on, and that has not been sent forward yet, but I hope that it might sometime this semester. Finally, Professor Goshroy mentioned, we recommended a creation of a new PCAM course, an independent study course. That course is under the purview of this Senate, and if you decide at some point to create that course, it would then be added to the bulletin. It would not need to go to the Columbia Faculty Senate. And I have one other recommendation, which I guess might need to come forward in the form of a motion. Mr. Chair, I'm not sure if I can make that motion under new business or if that needs to come from the floor. It's a procedural issue. It matters not to me. But the recommendation from the committee is to change the name of the committee from the Palmetto College Campuses Faculty Advisory Committee to the Palmetto College Campuses Academic Advisory Committee. And as you can see, it's already occurred on our agenda, but it has not occurred in the manual. And the purpose of the name change is to clarify the role of the committee and to prevent confusion with other committees. It's well known it's a faculty committee. Who do they advise? What do they advise on? Is not as clear in the title. I think Academic Advisory Committee would be a little bit clearer. That's a recommendation. Yes, sir.
Committee or council?
It's in the manual. I believe it's committee. Now we could look and see.
Well, on the screen says council.
Council.
Okay.
So
because
that would change the manual, it has to be substituted. Set Andy's genius mind working on that problem.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
One more item for you to
sure.
take care of.
Yeah.
Any other questions about that?
I saw Chris, did you have a question?
Just as a point of information, it is within this body's power to
vote to suspend the rule on something like that if it didn't feel that something like this was so substantive.
We can't do that. I only mention it because if it's in the manual in one place, it's in the manual probably 15 different places hidden in the appendix of the footnote. So that's all. That's what you're quite right. Unless I am mistaken, there is no report from Conflict of Interest Committee. Is that correct? Is anyone reporting in Noni's place? Okay, so no report there, Mr. Secretary. Before I moved on to unfinished business, I just wanted to say this while I remember it. If you're parked in the garage, you want to pick up one of these little green magic sheets over here so that you can actually get out. Helpful to have, so make sure you pick one of those up if you're the driver on your way out. All right, so unfinished business, item A, making factual corrections to the faculty manual. Dr. Yangst.
So is that motion on here?
They're up there. If you alt-tab, they're in Word.
Okay. It's the other one.
And there's,
yeah,
there's the other
one. Yay. So this is the motion titled Correcting Factual Errors from last time. There's one change since the last one that was brought up on the floor. It is a change just for clarity. In two sentences, in two instances, the phrase I was changed to a grade of I to make it more clear what it was talking about. That happens. Where did that happen? Here. This got added and this got added. Those are the only two differences between this document and the one that was presented last time. If we have unanimous consent, we can adopt this without a motion.
Do we have unanimous consent? Do we have any discussion? All right, so I'm assuming that we could take that as written?
Yes. And then the other thing that I didn't make a change to that we talked about in executive committee that I guess I will propose a motion to amend this motion by striking the deletion of this section. This caused conversation last time about what does this mean? Does this apply to us? We haven't worked that out yet. We're still researching that. But for the meantime, we just want to leave this in the manual as stated. And we will come back with a proposal to change that as we figure out what is up with this. So I move that the deletion from page 52 be removed from this motion. That's the.
Moving that now?
Yes, I move that now.
So you've heard the motion. Do we have a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion passes.
Okay. So that changes this to. Yet. and that's all I have to report on this. This is the same motion otherwise as presented last time. These corrections were mostly brought to us from Human Resources asking us to change our document to reflect what is actually true for Human Resources now.
Okay. And that was item A, or was that item A and B? That was A.
That was A. We still need to vote on this motion.
Okay. So, motion on the floor. Do we have any discussion about this? Okay, hearing none, we'll bring it to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion passes.
Cool. I lost the mouse. The second motion has also had a small change. So this is the motion to remove the remaining uses of the phrase executive vice chancellor and vice provost from the manual, as that title does not exist anymore. Most significantly, this is a formal change in the way that our tenure process works, as that was a layer in the tenure process. And this motion deletes that layer in the tenure process. As I understand it, that is not a functional change in how our tenure process works. As last year, that step was skipped after it was cleared by legal. if that step is being skipped, we should delete it from our manual to avoid possible legal situations later. There's several changes. The biggest one is up here at the top. And then many other places, the decisions that were given to the executive vice chancellor and vice provost have now been given to the Palmetto College chancellor, and in some of those to Palmetto College chancellor or designee, as happens here. There's one hopefully non-substantive change to this that happened from a comment last time that, and I can't show you where it is because I don't remember, and this isn't got the changes tracked, but someplace Chancellor of Palmetto College has been changed to Palmetto College Chancellor. And next time I will come up with a motion to change it, make that uniform throughout the document. If there's no discussion of that small change, then that is all I have to present about this motion.
Is there discussion? Questions? Furious debate? No. Okay. So hearing nothing, let me bring this to the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion passes.
That's all I got.
Thank you, Ed. Moving on to new business, I'm going to bring forward Jason Holt. This is the motion to change working of the PCC faculty manual for mid-year hire. And we looked that over earlier. I'm going to ask Dr. Holt to put that back in, and then we'll take any discussion. USBs only go in one way, so why do we all fight to get them to plug in? Okay, so if you bring it down to the where we can see the, yeah. Okay.
So once again, the rationale for the proposed revisions were that on November 11, 2016, this body approved a tenure and promotion timeline for mid-year hires. The proposed revisions will include these new dates in the faculty manual. So our motion is as follows. The Rights and Responsibilities Committee moves that the Senate approve the insertion of the following dates approved at the November 11th, 2016 meeting.
Do we have discussion for these changes to the manual? Carmella?
There's no language in the faculty manual requiring it. We just assumed that people would go up according to this timeline if they chose.
So it's not restrictive. It's
no.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Is there language that indicates that it is a choice? It seems like if it's not great either way,
no,
like that it says August 15th for second semester appointments, sounds like not a choice.
Say that again. I'm not sure.
Someone who's hired mid-year, my reading of that language, it sounds like they do not have the choice of not using the mid-year timeline. It just says August 15th if you were appointed in the second semester. That sounds mandatory.
I see you, Sarah. I'll be right with you.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't. There's no language in there that says they have to. I see what you're saying, but. Question?
Sarah first.
Miller, Saltahatchee. I was just going to say that everybody always has the option to go up prior to these dates. As it is now, it's so vague for mid-year hire, it's almost as if they're going up early or late. So this would be the timeline that you'd always have the option to go up before your deadline.
So you're saying that there's not language saying it's a choice either way, mid-year or not mid-year, correct? Is that what you said?
Say that again.
There's no language that says it's a choice whether it's mid-year or not right now. It's an open option, right? You're saying you always have the option to go in.
Well, the language that's in there now gives a time that you have to go up by. So
okay.
This would give mid-year hires their deadline that they need to go up, right?
Okay.
But yet you could always go up before your decision year.
Okay. Let me go to Ron. Did you have a comment? No? Dana? Does that address your concern, Andy? Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, so hearing none, we're going to bring this to the vote. All in favor of making these changes, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that motion passes. We have here the motion regarding Palmetto Corps. Should that be on here? No, that should be on here. No. Okay, so that's an error in the agenda that I'd... Were we going to do that and we overlooked that? Is that what was going to... Okay. That was... We just... I overlooked that. I'm sorry. My apologies. Okay, and then further new business. Hélène.
So you probably received the salary inequity report 2 days ago. Hopefully you've read it. We used our salary data and compared with our peer and aspirational institution and two-year public institution. Look at the number, included the cost of living data, and I'm not sure it's a surprise for anyone that we're behind.
I'm pretty confident this report will motivate them to catch us up.
So the executive committee asked us with that new charge. We came up with the results, and we have some resolution here that the entire welfare committee approved anonymously, and that we're presenting to you here. I'm not sure I'm going to read them.
Why don't you get the whole resolution, both resolutions?
Resolve.
There's a three or two?
One, two, and there's
three.
A third, four.
So if we do this, is there four?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see.
If we close, this is an Adobe document?
Yes, it
is. So I can't collapse them. So I'm going to do what I do with my students and just leave this up. By the way, you do have this in your possession, but it's just came through. It's just distributed. Please read through the language here. I just want us to have enough of a grounding here for discussion. Can we enlarge? Yes, we can.
There you go.
Is that much more gooder? So, I'm going to leave these two up, and we are going to have discussion on these two for just a moment, and then we'll come down to the others. All right, so I have two members of the executive committee busily scribbling away to make sure that we catch items of discussion here. Do we have
questions, discussion on these two resolutions? I hear nothing. No discussion.
Does this include non-tenure track instructors, or is this just for tenure track people?
Currently, it's just tenure track people.
I think non-tenure track people would be considered.
That would be another report.
Okay.
That is why you came to Senate today, wasn't it?
You bet it is.
Power to the people. Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Other questions regarding these resolutions? Sam Downs.
Well, actually, it doesn't state tenure track in the resolution.
Not in the resolution, no.
The resolution does not say anything about tenure track. It just says faculty, so however we define faculty.
Was that a question at the end?
No, I was just simply stating that however we define faculty here is what's showing up here. I don't actually know how to define faculty, but I'm assuming it includes full-time. I mean, we could get more specific. We want to say tenure track or full-time or something like that.
Thanks,
Sam.
Steve.
Steve Bischoff Sumter. Are we at the end of the sentence or is it on the next page?
But it also
another.
Be... Yeah, that's leading into the
we've
next resolution.
We've got two more after.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a transition into the next resolution. So keep it up there. I just wanted to make sure if we have any other. Shelley?
Yes, Jones Extended University. So this is about rising to peer institutions. What about rising within our campuses themselves? There is
equalizing between campuses.
It is.
It's both.
Yeah. Did I misread?
It's both.
Further comments, further questions, discussion on these resolutions? Okay, thank you for those comments. And let's move to the next, please. Okay, I'm going to give you a moment to absorb that. And I see eyes looking away from the screen. We have a discussion. Sir, Mr. Mack.
Sakahatchee. I'd like to make a motion that we include non-tenure track and full-time tenure track faculty language in this resolution and going forward so that they're included.
Okay. Professor Mack has made a motion. Do we have a second?
Can we clarify what that motion is? Like, are you proposing a wording change here?
I wanted to say non-tenure track and tenure track faculty.
Where?
In the document.
Which
wherever
line?
It says faculty. And we can add full-time if someone would like to say it should say full-time. We could say full-time non-tenure track and full-time tenure track faculty going forward so that they're included in this these raises.
I don't see the word faculty in the first one.
Well, there was, I guess it was...
Except in faculty sentence.
It was the second.
Well, we're on this one now.
Okay.
Okay, but the point
isn't this all
the
one
point,
motion?
Sorry?
Isn't this all one motion?
Well, right now we're reviewing it
yes.
as one motion. Yes.
Okay.
So
yes.
So it's separate resolutions of a singular motion?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
So
yes.
I can say what I said and have it be seconded?
Yes, and Steve has already seconded.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm
what we're taking
sure.
now
yeah.
is a motion to amend.
Yeah, amen.
But we're not voting for it now.
No, that's fine.
We're not voting for the
we
whole
can,
motion.
We can amend it now.
But we can vote on the amendment. Mm-hmm. Sam?
Sam Downs, Sakahatchee. The report that's above this has only got salary information for tenure track faculty.
Correct.
We don't have any data about,
no.
yet, about how non-tenure track, full-time, or adjunct
instructors.
Faculty are related, how their salary compares to peer
So can I motion that the welfare committee establish a survey for non-tenure track faculty so that they can get all the same data from most people?
Not in the middle
of the
What you
getting
can
excited
do,
over here.
What you can all do right. is talk to your executive committee member, which would be me.
Okay.
And then we can see about that.
I like talking to you.
Yeah. We like each other. We get along. Dr. Dangerfield.
Dangerfield, Salkenhatchee. How do we envision this request for salaries to be brought up to these peer institution levels? Is it as we hire new faculty, or is it a reevaluation of salaries for existing faculty, or is that anything we envision?
David, that's a question about the whole motion. We have on the floor, we have a motion to amend, and it's been seconded. Okay. So we're going to come back to that. Okay. Do we have discussion about Max's amendment?
I think that even without specific data in the form of a report, it still sends a valuable message to make the resolution explicitly inclusive of a wide range of faculty.
Okay. Further discussion on this?
I guess a point of clarification is that are we going to include full time? What is this motion to include, full time or just all non-tenure and non-tenure track? I mean.
Can we type in the phrasing?
Type in the phrasing full-time non-tenure track and full-time tenure track.
Yeah, he's suggesting that anywhere. He's suggesting that there's full-time. A replacement there. Yeah, substitution that makes faculty a bit more specific.
Okay.
Other discussion of Aaron Mack's amendment. Okay, so we're going to vote on the amendment. We're not voting on the resolutions, but on the amendment that change. Hearing no further discussion, all in favor of the change to specify the wording of faculty in the motion, sir?
Is there still time for more discussion?
Okie doke.
Because I think that's adding a lot of words that are not necessary. I think a footnote would be faculty refers to full-time tenure and non-tenure faculty unless otherwise specified.
Okay.
Would be a much better, more efficient, ink-saving, tree-friendly way to go about it.
Do you like the idea of a footnote?
I like ink being used. I like to support the Carolina pine industry by using as much paper as possible. So I like it specified at every instance.
All right, then we're going to bring his motion, and if you'd like to do the amendment as you suggest, that's fine. Anybody who thinks Mac is off his rocker, please just vote this amendment down. I'm bringing this to the vote in favor of what Mac suggests. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Congratulations. That is so amended. Okay. Further discussion now. Let's go to you, Dr. Dangerfield. And please, if you can remember your question.
Yeah, I said it really eloquently the first time.
Yeah, I know.
So with this request, how do you envision a strategy for the administration to implement trying to bring the salaries up or stay bringing them up to peer institution levels? Is it as we hire new faculty? Is it something we look at across the board for all faculty?
I think it should be looked across the board. Everybody's coming on board, and who's already there, since we have some senior faculties that have been here for decades and making less than new hires, or, you know, it's not quite right.
I don't disagree, I'm just asking.
Further discussion on these two resolutions or on the motion as a whole?
I like to say there was a nay before on my vote a minute ago. It didn't get recorded.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so this is a substantial document. There's a lot of information in it. There's some wording changes that need to be made. There's some clarity errors, typos, and at least one factual, if it's not an error, it's a misrepresentation that Dr. Miller talked to you about or not?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to rule this substantive and to be voted on at the next meeting. I think that what we need to do with this document is read it, study it, question it, find where it needs to be tweaked. And in particular, I think that faculty who are affected but are not members of this body need to be put in touch with this document because it affects all of us.
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
We're good?
Yep. Is there any further new business? Steve.
Since I think it has come from the board, I move that we accept Chris Nesbitt's alteration.
Okay.
I second it.
Okay. We have a motion to accept the suggestion, the change to the manual that Dr. Nesbitt proposed earlier. And this would be a suspension of the normal rules. It's a change to the manual and thereby should be substantive, but we're saying let's forego that and vote that change into place today. So,
is that the current motion? I think if there's no urgency, we can vote on it next time if we're making the motion today.
Okay. So, well, are you are in fact asking to suspend the rules? Yes.
I hadn't asked to suspend the rules. We can.
Okay.
Think about it. I just wanted to make sure the motion moved to the floor.
Okay. Am I right in thinking here that if we change something to the manual, it needs to be ruled substantive and voted on the next time?
We can present the motion today and vote on it next time is the traditional thing to do.
Okay.
Suspending the bylaws would be a separate thing to happen during discussion of that motion. Okay. If we wanted to vote on it immediately today. If we thought it was urgent to do it today.
And is there a particular urgency to do it today? Is that what we're asking?
Is there urgency?
That's what I'm trying to find out. Okay. Okay.
No, that's far away till next time.
Okay, so that would need to be, as I hear it, that would need to be withdrawn, or do you want to vote on whether to do it today?
No, I simply move that it occur, not that it be done today.
Okay. Then we will bring that forward next time.
Don't you have to rule it make substantive a motion today?
I think I did rule it substantive today, but I will. I rule that substantive today. Yeah.
So what we voted on under unfinished business next time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Unfinished business next time. Okay. Is there further new business?
Yep.
Yes. Why does my skin crawl?
Maybe it's the darkness moving towards you. There we go.
And what are you doing?
Well, I don't know if I had to come up there or not, because people are going to want to look at me, and there's people behind me.
let me hear, is your new business?
My new business is, it seems to me that the Welfare Committee is making substantive rationale for pay raises and assessing what we're making here. And in the spirit of, education and the students that we serve,
yes,
our publics, I'd like to make a motion that the monetary prizes that accompany the Welfare Committee's awards, those three awards, the Duffy, that be put in an account that rolls over if there's excess, or become the base of an account that pays for library access for all of our regional campuses. So we can log in with our IDs and get on those databases.
At this stage, that's not a motion, because I'd want you to put that in print.
Okay.
And I'd want you to present it at the next Senate.
That's why I stood up, because I didn't know.
That's all right.
Perfect.
He's a firecracker. Okay. Is there further new business?
He may become.
Okay. Are there announcements?
You bet.
Do we have any announcements? I hear no announcements. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
All in favor of adjourn, please say goody. And you are adjourned. Thank you.